Hallelujah. Welcome once again, hallelujah, to Daily Oil. This is the program that we have. It's our morning devotion, as you know. During this time, we spend time in the Word of the Lord, and we learn more about the person of the Holy Spirit. And this morning, again, we're just going to spend some time in the presence of the Lord, and I just want to encourage you to call your family and ask them to join us so that we can spend this time together, the presence of the Lord, and worship Him together. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Let's begin to worship Him. Let's begin to worship Him right now, right where you are. Begin to worship Him. Begin to worship Him. Begin to worship Him. Thank you, Jesus. We welcome your presence, Father. We welcome your spirit. Hallelujah. This is one of the songs I enjoy the most because of how much of the presence of God it always brings down every time I worship the Father with it.
You are Alpha and Omega.
You know the words. Let's sing together. Rakatosa kefala gadames, brente chica dos kafrakenda kafaladoma, Branda Java, Branda Java, Branda Java, Branda Java, Shakabebe, Shekatobe, Kavagadoge, Presukadave, Rekantokale. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Just pray in tongues. Pray in tongues right where you are. Pray in tongues. Pray in tongues. That's right. The presence of God is coming in that place. The presence of God is coming in your house. The presence of God is coming in there right now. Raga da pajaka de kapakola galaba. Raga da pajeka de kapakoya palagalaba. Brencho kafala deba. Brencho kafala gede. Brencho kafala gede. Brencho kafala dama. Brencho kafala gedes. Precato calaves. Mento kafala gades. Brenche kafadobes. Brigadoba. Precadoba. Kavelaga. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your presence. Thank you for your mighty presence. Thank you for your mighty presence. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Somebody is praying. Somebody is praying. Brunjo malaba, brencho kabalaba, brencho kabalana, manche delega, brencho kame, bracho kabela, brecacho kapane, bresiga, kasoga, frelages, kadoves, kevagedes, brecachoves, kabelagores. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, precious Holy Spirit. Thank you so much. Thank you for all that you have in store for us today. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, we welcome you, Holy Spirit. We welcome you, Holy Spirit. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayer. Amen and amen. Well, what a blessing. What a blessing to worship God together. Remember the little tips I've been giving you every morning about your daily quiet time. You know, one of the key things that you need to make sure you always do before you start going into the Word is you need to praise God and worship Him. Spend time just thanking Him for all that He has done for you. I promise you, this is going to have a great impact on the time that you're going to be, or you're going to spend in the Word. Hallelujah. Well, welcome once again to those of you that have just joined us. This is Daily Oil, a program that is entirely, focusing on the Holy Spirit. Amen. And I hope that you love the Holy Spirit the same way I do, because my life is the result of His work, the work of the Holy Spirit in my life. And I pray that as you spend more time with the Holy Spirit, as you learn more about the Holy Spirit, I pray that your life will be totally transformed and changed. Amen. Well, this morning we're going to look at oil for attraction. Amen. In other words, the presence of the Holy Spirit in your life will make you attractive. That's right. And you know, that is one thing that has always amazed me, how the Holy Spirit causes people to become attractive. Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit can, you know, cause a person that is usually, and I'm saying this in bracket and all respectfully, you know, a person that other people view as ugly. The Holy Ghost can cause that person to transform and become very beautiful, very handsome. I know what I'm talking about. You know, the Holy Ghost can cause a lady that no one even ever calls to start having men, you know, kneeling down before her, asking her hand in marriage. And I really pray that, you know, you will grasp this key about the anointing and about the oil in your life. The oil makes you beautiful. The oil makes you attractive. Hallelujah. And if you even look at life itself, you know, we use oil for so many things. Oil makes things easy. If you want to understand what I'm saying, maybe let's say you have a big box that you need to push from one area to another. If you try to push that box on a dry floor, you will work very hard. But if you pour oil on the floor, you just see the box sliding like this. That's how easy life becomes when you have oil. try to get a car to work with that oil and come and tell me later. Many times when we are fixing things in the house and you come across maybe a bolt, you know, like a nut that is rusted, and you're trying to unscrew it, but it's so rusted. You know what we use? We use oil. We use oil on those bolts and all those nuts. And you know, before long, what was rusted and was stuck starts moving. And that's what's going to happen to your life. As the oil of God start coming to you, things that were stuck are going to start moving. Hallelujah. Things that were blocked are going to start unlocking themselves. As I feel sorry for people who spend time investing only on their physical beauty, and but they don't spend time investing on the anointing, which is the inner beauty. I promise you, a man that is anointed, even without money, he will get fine life. That's the key. Jesus had no bank account. He had a treasure, but he himself had no bank account. But he attracted crowds. So, I mean, Jesus was so anointed that, you know, the name that the angel told Mary that Jesus was supposed to have was Jesus, just Jesus. He never said that the name of Jesus would be Jesus Christ. He just said Jesus. But out of nowhere, his name became Jesus Christ. You know what is Christ? Christ means the anointed one with his anointing. That's what Christ means. The anointed one with his anointing. Why did people associate Jesus or associate Jesus with Christ? Because they saw too much anointing in him. You know, the nickname of Jesus was Christ, meaning the anointed one. What that means is that Jesus was so anointed that people started calling him the anointed one, the anointed one, the anointed one. People will start calling you the anointed one. Hallelujah. Now, I want to talk to you about how attractive Jesus was. Jesus became so attractive that he couldn't enter a city anymore. He will have to go to a mountain or to a desert place. And even there, people will follow him there. So what am I saying today? It's not where you are. It's what is in you. When you are anointed, you can be in a mountaintop. People will meet you there. When you are anointed, you can be in a desert place. The desert means a place where nothing is working. A place where there is no change. There is no economical development. If you are anointed, that's all it takes. People will be attracted to you. And this is good for business people because they work very hard. They plan and strategize. But what they don't work hard on is the anointing. I pray that you will also include the anointing in your work. Anointing is not just for ministry. Anointing is for life. The more anointed you are, the better your life becomes. Just like those bolts that are rusted, they start, things that were rusted and blocked start unlocking themselves. Isaiah 10:27, it shall come to pass on that day that his yoke shall be broken off your neck and his burden from your shoulders. The yoke shall be broken or destroyed because of the anointing. Literally, the anointing destroys the yoke and makes you free. And when you are free, you are attractive. Nobody wants to date a slave. And many of you watching me right now, you are into all kinds of slavery. And that's why the datings are not working. But as the anointing is coming, you'll be free. And the more free you are, the more attractive you're going to become. You will be free from the thoughts that are bothering you, those things I was speaking about, or that you'll be free from wrong perceptions you are dealing with personally, all those things, you'll be free from them and you will become more attractive. You know what happens to an attractive person is that they just start loving themselves more. And the more you start loving yourself and loving what God is doing in your life, the more attractive you become, and other people start also finding interest in you. Alright, let's go to Isaiah 61:3. The Bible says, to console those who mourn in Zion, to give them beauty for ashes. One of the major jobs of the Holy Ghost is to give you beauty for ashes. Listen, what I want to say to you is this. It's better to be envied than to be pitied. When you are pitied, you are sitting in ashes. When you are envied, you are sitting in beauty. It's better to be envied than to be pitied. Many Christians are pitied. They are not envied. And that's because the anointing is not at work yet in their lives. Receive the anointing in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. So the anointing is going to come and it's going to make you attractive. It's going to cause your business to become attractive. It's going to cause your church to become attractive. It's going to cause your ministry to become attractive. And people will be drawn to it. That's what happens to Jesus. That's what happened to David. A shepherd boy, the moment the oil touched him, everything changed. That's what you need in your life, my brother. You don't need a muti. The real muti is the oil. Is the anointing. And I'm not talking about this thing people are selling around. No, that works sometimes, but God is not boxed in a bottle. That's the Holy Spirit I'm talking about. The real presence of God coming to your world. Hallelujah. I pray that from today, you will move from ashes to beauty. Hallelujah. That is one of the things the Holy Ghost wants to do, to give you beauty for ashes, joy for mourning, the garment of praise, for the spirit of heaviness. When you are not anointed, you are heavy. Your mood is heavy. Everything about you is heavy. And when things are heavy, they don't move quickly. They move slowly because, you know, the heavier the item, the more difficult it is for it to move. So when your life is heavy, your life can move fast. But when the anointing comes, it breaks those yokes. It destroys those yokes and it causes you to start moving. So an anointed person actually moves fast. Anointing brings speed. You start moving faster. Hallelujah. That is the prayer that I make to God all the time. Father, anoint me more, because I know the more anointed I am, the faster I can move in life. Hallelujah. So I pray that God will anoint you. I pray that this morning you will pray for the anointing, and that yoke will be broken. Anything that looks like ashes in your life, Father, I pray right now that it will turn into beauty. Whatever people have used to laugh at you, whatever people have used to mock you, the very same thing, God is going to turn it into something beautiful. And people will from that moment start actually praising God because of that thing in your life. Hallelujah. And I pray that whatever God didn't plan that has caused you to be slowed down, I pray that the anointing will destroy it in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Well, that was it for today. And I hope that the Lord has blessed you through this little devotion on oil for attraction. And I pray that you will start going for more oil than, you know, just painting your face or going to the gym. All those things are great, but add also the ministry of the oil. Hallelujah. And your life will change completely. Well, join us again tomorrow, same time. We have a starting time, but sometimes we finish earlier. So you know what I'm saying? It's a devotion. So it's not like I have to time it and we just flow with God. Amen. So join us again tomorrow morning, same time, same place. This is Pastor Pascal reminding you that you are alive to give life. Therefore, do not waste your life. God bless you. We'll see you tomorrow. Amen.